This is the Best Of Daily Devotion Series by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.
Wherever Paul the Apostle went, he preached the gospel. To Gentile audiences, to hostile Jewish leaders, even to his Roman guards. Whenever people believed in the message he spoke, they were changed. You see, God's word is not just for our information, it is for our transformation. And becoming a Christian means beginning a whole new relationship with God, not just turning over a new leaf or determining to do right. New believers have a changed purpose, a changed direction, attitude, and behavior. They no longer seek to serve themselves, but to serve God. Can you point to any areas where hearing God's word has changed your life? Or where it should do so? We begin in verse 7 of chapter 1 of Colossians today, where Paul speaks of Epaphras, and Epaphras was probably the guy who founded the church there in Colossae while Paul was living in Ephesus. He may have actually been converted in Ephesus and returned to Colossae, which was his hometown. For some reason, Epaphras visited Rome, and while there, he told Paul about a problem concerning Christian heresy that had entered that church. Let's begin in our reading today, verse 7, where Paul wrote, "Epaphras, our much-loved fellow worker, was the one who brought you this good news. He is Jesus Christ's faithful slave, here to help us in your place. And he is the one who has told us about the great love for others which the Holy Spirit has given you." Verse 9, "So ever since we heard about you, we have kept on praying and asking God to help you understand what he wants you to do, asking him to make you wise above and about all spiritual things." Now here again, we have some evidence of the trail, if you will, that Epaphras perhaps traveled, leading to where we read later on in chapter 4, where Paul tells us that Epaphras was, quote, "one of you," end quote. It is quite possible that this Epaphras had found himself perhaps under the study of the school of Tyrannus, where Acts chapter 9 tells us that Paul taught for 2 years there. Epaphras then, if that was true, likely went home and shared the gospel with those in his hometown of Colossae and eventually became their pastor. And in that journey, we have the biblical path for raising up pastors. Elsewhere in Acts, many of those who eventually were appointed over new churches, the churches that were planted, they never physically left their home church. In fact, they were reborn, discipled, trained, raised up, anointed for ministry, and then reproduced right there, all in their home church. Now, this was Paul's first and most important prayer that we have in this letter, and it lays out a foundation for really all that's going to follow, because he desires that the believers in Colossae know God's will. They know it in combination with all wisdom and spiritual understanding, the original text says. Paul uses the word in the original of filled. Filled. Verse 9 says that you may be filled with the knowledge, meaning fully supplied, meaning to make complete. Therein is the theme of the book of Colossians. The word fill, you see, in the Greek has in it also the idea of what we would say is the word control. This clarifies that the filling has a purpose in our lives. Paul desires that they not only know and possess the will of God, but that it actually controlled them. This wisdom that is spoken of here comes both supernaturally through the Holy Spirit, as well as practically through the experience with walking in him. The word that we use there is gnosko, gnosko wisdom. It begins, says Proverbs 9:10, through the fear of the Lord. The word and the idea presented there as fear also entails the idea of respect and the idea of reverence. Then he goes on and he uses the words spiritual understanding, and that has in it the idea of the application of these things. Paul wanted them to actually apply the knowledge of God's will to their own lives and to their own life situations. You know, so many believers today have a poor knowledge of God, and then they wonder why they struggle and strive. Then many of those who do have that knowledge, will they never apply that which they've actually come to know? Thus, they are, ultimately, children tossed back and forth and carried about with every wind of doctrine, as Ephesians 4:14 says. These folks live out their whole Christian life primarily in their heads. Verse 10 going on says, "In asking that the way you live will always please the Lord and honor Him, so that you will always be doing good, kind things for others, while all the time you are learning to know God better and better." Now, Paul's second prayer here is that they might walk worthy of the Lord. Paul wanted them to know God's will, but not just for information, but for application in their daily lives. And that so that he might be honored, so he might be pleased. So let me ask you a very simple question today. Is God pleased? Is he honored by your life? Paul's desire was that God in them would show God out of them. He wanted them in the power of God to produce good works. That's an idea that runs through all of Paul's teachings. Not that works make us righteous in God's eyes, but Paul knows that God's real power has results. Jesus not only asks us to produce good works, but he has actually given us the power to produce them. This is more of the fruit of the Spirit, of which is the greatest fruit is love. Paul acknowledged in verse 8 the reality of love among the children in Colossae, among the church in Colossae. You see, love is where it begins, and love is where it ends.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.